Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Jehovah is your name this morning. You know what, Bazalwane, I really need to encourage somebody this morning so that the enemy doesn't lie to you to cause you to stay in that place of defeat when the time of victory has come. Yes, you've worked on your heart. You've invested in allowing the Lord to work on your heart. You've invested in allowing the Lord to shape your character. You've invested in allowing the Lord to teach you how to forgive, to teach you how to give the other cheek when the enemy slaps you in one cheek. You have done it all, but now the pellets of the soldier are being given to you and I. They are being given to the church, to those who have been waiting patiently for the Lord to act. And it is not time to cry any longer. It is time to arise from that place of tears, from that place of Lodiba, and to watch the Lord give you insight and opening up your eyes so that you can see that those who are on your side, they are many than those that come with the enemy, so that you can see that when the enemy rises up a battle against you, it is the Lord that raises the spirit against them in flight. It is not the time, Zalwane, to be sitting and to be asking the Lord to deal with your heart. It is the time to raise the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, against the work of the enemy, against the work of iniquity that continues to destroy our vineyards in bloom, that continues to destroy the things that God has placed in store for us, that continues to bring to nothing the table that God lays before us in the presence of our enemies this morning. Can the church arise, put on its armor, and begin to wage war against every single thing that the enemy has used in this past season to come and to defeat and to bring the church, the work of God, into disrepute. This morning it is the recovery time, Barcelona. It is recovery time. This morning it is recovery time. I don't know whose family it is that I'm speaking to this morning. I don't know which warrior has been defeated time and time again because the Lord allowed it. It was a season in Tasekaya where the Lord was making in you, forming you into this battle axe. And now the time has come for you to come out from your hiding place. Come out, David, and begin to take over territory. Come out, almighty warrior Gideon. Even though in your father's house you are like a small little family, insignificant and unknown, but this morning the Lord is saying, arise, almighty man of valor, because the Lord has chosen you for this battle. So arise, Mtasekhaya, kakuthintithingubo mtakathixo, uthathe isikakatho sakho and begin to wage war. You know, nobody needs to tell you what it is that has been tormenting you. Nobody needs to tell you what it is that the Lord is empowering you to fight against. This morning, it is recovery time for the church, Barcelona. Let's arise and wage war in Jesus' mighty name.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.